Welcome everyone. Today we're going to be discussing the transformative role of artificial intelligence in tourism and travel industry. The objectives of this chapter is to understand the impact of AI in various facets of travel and tourism and how it's revolutionizing the industry in totality, from customer planning to experience of customers, travel planning, to predictive analytics. And we're going to go through many case studies on this topic. So let us now first go through the introduction. Travel and tourism is a vast industry. It's a collection of businesses, right from leisure, business, and right from short duration stays to long duration stays. And it includes a vast variety of businesses, including travel, works, the airlines, everything is involved in it. Transport, food, person staying, food and beverage, everything gets involved in it. It's a complex and multifaceted industry. That's what makes this a very interesting topic. And AI in its various forms and visions are streamlining various processes across the industry, right from automation of tasks to personalization of services, and it is becoming more reliable as a business solution and as a solution for customers. And everything in travel and tourism is always customer centric. So businesses in tourism and travel industry are taking advantage of AI. They're using it for various aspects to make strategies. They're using it to make travel efficient. They're tailoring to using it to personalize services. We will go through all these aspects in our later stages. So what does AI do? It eliminates human errors and allows tasks to be performed quickly at any given point of time, at any time of the day. And it also does tasks where people are not available. So, and travel and tourism industry is heavily relying on delivering excellence in using this technology. And it has transformed travel in multiple ways, using robotic face-to-face customer service, and has driven AI-driven flights and accommodation booking to data analysis for demand predictions and decision making, and you can go on and on and on and on and on. So what is the benefits of AI? As seen of today, AI is a technology which will keep developing, and the more it develops, the more the benefits it will give people. So it gives enhanced customer services, it simplifies baggage handling, helps makes brands stay relevant and makes brands relevant also, and it gives better security, data security and quality. So let's go through enhanced customers. How does AI generate enhanced customer service? The first aspect of AI is to understand and be human. Basically, artificial intelligence is what understanding how intelligence functions, human being functions, and once it understands the customer, it helps the either the hotel or the travel agent or anyone else create personalization. So everything gets personalized to a particular center. It helps in predictive analysis, which helps in dynamic pricing. Then AI also helps in sentiment analysis. What is sentiment analysis? Sentiment analysis is even before or after my stay, what my sentiments about out of particular area is where I'm going to go or where I'm staying. So it analyzes all the data which I put on various websites, and I will comment on something. So it analyzes my sentiments, and obviously all this affects hospitality. So it produces greater hospitality towards the customers. So it enhances customer experience in this way. What is personalization? For a business and a consumer, especially in the travel and trade business, the consumer, the customer is God. Atithi Devo Bhava. So the customer is God. So what AI does, it takes all the behavioral traits and analyzes the customer's data, with all the data which is available online and all the data which is available with the with the travel agent or with the hotel, and it takes all that and analyzes it, and then personalizes experiences, suggests itineraries, gives a basket of analysis, which then you can tailor make things for the traveler, whether it is a business traveler or luxury traveler, and it becomes unique experiences for that particular traveler itself. And then that is one method of doing it, for personalized. Then you can do it segment-wise personalization also. What segment fits what personalization, and you can get into a hyper-personalization. Dynamic pricing. Now, dynamic businesses, especially in the hospitality and the tourism businesses, they are flexible pricing models based. They are based on demand and availability. So real-time dynamic analysis, which is done using the help of AI, show historical booking patterns, show market demand, show external factors such as weather, which are affecting booking patterns, seasonality, which affects events, if there is a major event in a particular place, that affects booking patterns and availability. So dynamic pricing, what does it do? It helps companies maximize profits or maximize revenue during a peak period and minimize losses during the off period. So, I mean, it helps control occupancy rates in hotels, it helps control occupancy rates in flights. What does sentimental analysis do? So, customers express their opinion in social media, in Twitter, TripAdvisor, all the platforms, Facebook. So, and it's a very tedious method for any human being to download all these feedbacks of a particular customer and analyze the sentiments, or even for a bulk of customers. It's often not possible to do it, and it's a very time consuming exercise. So AI analyzes all this for you using the help of keywords. And identifies key trends, and to tell you which is the most common sentiment, and it does it over a period of time with very minimal human effort. Pure Strategy is an AI-powered tool that uses automated neural intelligence engine and a cognitive computing network to track the customer sentiment. That is a pure example of it. The pure term hospitality encompasses several things. AI can optimize every little aspect of hospitality, accommodation booking, itinerary, activity planning, and guests moving around. So it does all that. And I'll give you an example. Hotel operator Dorchetta Collections uses AI to gain vital insights into guest needs and preferences. AI analyzes over 7,000 guest reviews using cognitive computing and machine learning. After this exercise, the hotel was able to change the menu to satisfy more guests. So not only in accommodations, not only in travel, but also in restaurants, AI can be used to analyze what the guest preferences are, their sentiments are, and you can modify your menu, which would suit your guests, your target audiences, much better than anyone else. It simplifies baggage handling. I mean, baggage handling using bag IDs, biometric data, track, trace, handle operations, baggage handling completely. And with the rapid computer vision, AI can recognize and track luggage. And we'll go into details of this covered, we have covered this separately. But baggage handling and the AI will minimize, lost baggage at airports especially. So it's a very important aspect in that. AI helps brands stay relevant. Now, how does it do it? Today is the era of the internet. It's a global marketplace where social media plays a very important aspect. So AI helps you create a brand identity. After creating the brand identity, AI also helps you monitor how your brand identity is is being perceived by people. It analyzes customer satisfaction data. It lets businesses know how customers feel about its brand. It analyzes sentiments. And in 24/7, it is keeping an eye on feedback which the customers are giving online. It allows you to real-time reply to these sentiments and helps you stay relevant in the marketplace. So, for example, Airbnb does surveys using Twitter, for keywords relating to a negative experience like annoying or frustrating, and few positive keywords like impressed, happy, glad. So there is a score, a sentiment score, which they do, in which they analyze as how their products, how products by using Airbnb are going. So AI offers better security and better data quality. Now, it's a simple thing. You know, there are many tools for secure clouds today. Microsoft Azure, Amazon AWS. They encrypted protocols to protect sensitive data. Although there is a question mark on user acceptance of the security of the data, but what is most relevant today is the more AI gets used, the more secure it will get. So it's already secure, but we'll get even more secure. So AI tools can manage data management integration to organize, analyze, interpret massive swaths of data. See, what happens is there's a lot of data available, whether online or through hotel management systems or through booking systems of various airlines or travel agent has a lot of data. So all this can be handled very, very nicely, and and once it's integrated together, it can and give a lot of massive data which can give a better analysis of everything. So AI uses cases. Now we will go through them in because we are going to go through the details of each one of these separately. So what are the topics which we are going to cover basically? Travel planning, itinerary planning, travel booking, accommodation booking, customer experience enhancement, enhancing tourist attractions, adventure tourism, cruise tourism, heritage tourism, medical tourism, religious tourism, and spiritual tourism, smart destination management planning, predictive analysis of demand forecasting, VR and AR in travel and tourism, AI for tour operators, AI for travel agencies. These are the various cases, facets of a travel agency. And various cases would be chatbots, various tools which we use would be chatbot, online customer services, data processing and data analysis, voice-based digital assistance, flight forecasting, face recognition, personalized travel, managing travel disruptions, revenue management, employee management scheduler, travel disruption communication, detection and prevention of fraud, facility loyalty programs, pricing and demand predictions. We've gone through this in the previous chapter. And in the coming slides, when we are doing each one of them separately, we'll go further into details. So like chatbots and online customer services. Basically, chatbox market report by Markets and Markets. The global chatbot market size today is just going up and up, and it is projected to reach 15.5 billion by 2028. What do chatbots do? They respond to questions, provide valuable information, and even when there is nobody to handle a chatbot, so when a customer service is not available, it responds to queries. It allows, it gives valuable information. It is a faster response time on online platforms. And it delivers on speed with what humans can't do. And please remember, AI is always a self-learning tool. So it continuously learns. And the other thing is, once, you know, face-to-face customer service is one of the emerging trends which can cut queues of information and reception desks and improve efficiency. Hilton AI robot, Connie, which we went through in the last chapter, provides a tourist with information through speech recognition. So basically, you're doing a face-to-face with a computer, and you're talking to a computer, just like talking to a human being. So that human touch is being evolved around it. AI helps in flight forecasting. How does it do it? So if you go by the application of weather prediction at one point of time is to say if the weather body is saying it's going to rain, it's not going to rain today. So there were very ancient methods of predicting whether the weather, but now with using AI, accuracy in weather forecasting using all the various equipment which are there is much higher. So that would tell you whether reduction in weather-related disruptions and delays will happen or not. Also, AI uses historical data to, you know, that also helps in making it further accurate. Demand forecasting for flights. Accurately predicting demand is a very important thing. So, you know, because the flights have to be scheduled, and if the flight flies with lesser customers, then the whole exercise of going from one place to another is a loss-making exercise. So this is a very important aspect. So they have a time series analysis model, which you know, they use historical booking data, they use weather patterns which are happening, they use significant events which are happening in various areas to forecast what the demand from one particular destination to the other would be. They also use trends where, you know, let's say from Malaysia to India, very few tourists would come, but the trend is improving. So the flights now are getting fuller and fuller, and probably more flights need to be scheduled. So that forecasting is also done through demand forecasting. The other very important aspect is aircraft maintenance, predictive maintenance. Now predictive maintenance, one is scheduled maintenance, but to predict the condition of the aircraft at any given point of time, what does the AI do? Because an aircraft is just full of machinery. So AI uses sensor data of the aircraft performance to tell you what the condition of it is right now. We need to do maintenance. What does that do? It reduces downtime, cancellation, makes sure that the aircrafts are perfect, and allows you to fly a fault-free aircraft. And the aircraft flying fault-free is a very important aspect. Facial recognition use cases in travel and tourism. Now, AI-powered biometric technology can verify, especially in when you go into an airport. There will be a day where you will not need to carry even your passport. Your face becomes your passport. That day will come. So you will be able to walk into an airport and check in, and using facial recognition would happen, and you would just move in and check in to the flight. So that would become a very important aspect. So you're all, identifying the customer will become much easier and faster. The global facial recognition market size is projected to grow at 16% until 2027. What does it also do? It also helps enhance security, because once a person is, if all the systems are reloaded, so you already know that this person is so-and-so, he is booked, and he is moving in. What his history is, everything in the AI will take out. Then that streamlines check-in completely. So boarding process also it can become contactless in complete totality. Wait time improves. Nobody has to stand in line. airport line, standing in line is the most biggest headache. So, for example, Meta uses face recognition to identify human faces with digital images. Apple Face ID to open the phone. If you're using the Face ID without the face, it won't open the phone. So nobody else can look into your phone. It is also used in security agencies, law enforcement agencies across the world are using, the facial recognition to identify people. So let's specifically talk about travel and tourism and facial recognition. So basically the main application for it would be airport security. Identifying passengers, streamlining check-in process, and identifying potential security threats. So what it would what it would do is identify passengers when you're entering the airport. You know, normally outside, at least in Indian airports, they check your ID and look at your face before you enter. So that process would go away. So you're not standing in line to enter the airport. Then when you go to the counter to do that, that process will also go away. To take your boarding pass, so that would also go away. It would be baggage drop only. And then the other aspect is it would be biometric boarding. Again, when you're moving into the flight, you're standing in a line and going into the bus which takes you to the flight, that entire process, instead of human being checking your boarding pass, it would just be a face which would be a boarding pass. And you could be able to enter there. And you can also, obviously, when you're using it for travel and tourism in airports, you could also use it at the borders for people moving from one border to the other, border checkpoints. So entire whole thing of prevent, and it would help majorly in preventing identity thefts. Because if your face becomes your identity, that and your biometrics becomes your identity, then you completely, taking one's face and facial features and biometrics is completely impossible. Up till now, in technology, we can't say tomorrow what it would be, but up till now, it makes sure that it prevents identity theft. Real world examples of facial recognition in travel and tourism. There are two properties in China, in Marriott's, where guests comes in and facial recognition technology, they check into the room. So they go into the room also, they check in. So there's no, they don't have to wait for a queue, they don't have to wait for a staff, they don't have to produce their identification documents, verification does not need to happen. The facial technology just does that. China being in China, it is easier for them to do it initially, but rest of the world will catch up in terms of that. Several airports have also adopting to facial technologies. So there you have to briefly stand before a camera before you board the flight. So all this is now happening. NeoFace Express technology is being used for greater convenience, personalization and security in various settings within the tourism industry. And is especially useful for high traffic environments like airports. Now, privacy concerns with facial recognition. Now, this is a very important aspect. Now, as a customer, collection of biometric data is a difficult aspect. Because as a person who's I'm giving my biometrics, my facial features and everything to somebody, I find it quite intrusive. So that one psychological barrier has to be broken. There are concerns about companies collecting, storing too much data. Misusing of data is also there. Giving the data to third parties without consent. Used for mischievous activity. You get harassed by so many calls because you've given your data to a particular company. So all these concerns are there. So it is very important that privacy is maintained and taken seriously by travel and tourism industry. See, AI use in travel and travel trade industry is, it's a technology which is used for both large and small tourism and travel agencies across the globe. Now, what it does initially is personalized recommendation with a vast amount of data which is available to it. It analyzes it and personalizes behaviors and booking histories and tailors personalized travel packages. So if my booking history is not for adventure tourism, it's more for beach tourism, AI is not going to tell me go for adventure tourism unless I tell the person AI that I want to go for adventure tourism and suggest to me where I should go. Then it will look at my where I stay, how I am comfortable, what stays I am comfortable, what type of activities, how much of adventure tourism I can do and recommend it. Personalize it for me. So it's not depending on another human being analyzing my behavior, but it is dependent on machine analyzing my behavior with vast amount of data, not neglecting anything. The other aspect is dynamic pricing. We've discussed this earlier, we'll discuss it again, because there are these, there is a demand and supply functionality here. There's a seasonality, especially in travel and tourism. Then there is a segmentation seasonality which happens. The business travelers travel at any point of time. Leisure travelers from different companies travel at different times. They go to different countries at different times depending on weather positions there. The competitions are, especially in airlines, the competition is pricing it at so and so. How many flights are going? How many people are going? And so all this is analyzed using an algorithm. What are the various trends which are happening? And then whole thing is all about being dynamic in a flight would be being dynamic so that no seat goes unsold. And you maximize your revenue. Because a seat unsold or from a flight is revenue lost for that seat. Like a hotel room unsold for a hotel is revenue lost for that. That day. So it's basically as simple as that. Then we talk about customer service automation. Now what is customer service automation? There are a whole range of inquiries which a customer has. And using various chatbots or virtual assistants, and all AI powered, then all these queries can be answered via an automation. So, and it could help assistant bookings also. And human agents could be then contacted for more complex tasks. So that is one very important aspect. The most important aspect after that is the fraud detection and prevention. So anomalies in payment matters can trigger alerts, detect prevention, booking scams can be prevented, people making fake bookings can be prevented, and further investigations can happen on that. So fraud detection is a very important aspect. The most important aspect is the data analyst and insights. It gives that whole analyst and insight gives a perspective to the company of what its market strategy should be. And when I, for the company, I have put a marketing strategy online, and I can then track the response to that marketing strategy through all this analysis using AI in real-time basis. And I can adjust my marketing strategies by AI's help or by my own. And I can identify new business opportunities, newer market segments which I can hit. So all this analysis is a very important analysis. For a human being to do all this analysis takes a lot of time and will require huge amounts of human beings to do it. But for an AI, this is one of the easiest things to do. So these tools are very, very important. AI cases in travel tourism, automated booking system. So, in today's day and age, searching for flights, hotels, rental cars, and everything has become quite automated. It's available via various apps. So these also provide real-time pricing and availability, and also provide you with seamless bookings. But what an AI would also do is add to it, make it even better. The other case is social media marketing. Now, this is one of the most essential cases. Social media is a vast domain where anybody can say anything without knowing the consequences. So AI-powered social media tools help you decide which platform you should engage which type of user, help you track that user's sentiment, help you tailor your campaigns to a particular user type, a particular segment, and helps you, engage the customer. They drive customer engagement not only in your premises or your business, but also regularly, so that future business can be generated. Customer relationship management is another important tool. So AI can be used to manage customer interactions, like we discussed. It can be used to track leads. It can be used to generate automated leads. It can nurture relationships. It can personalize communication depending on the sentiment of the customer. It can provide insights into how to improve your customer retention, over a period of time. All the sentiment of all various types of customers can be looked at. How many customers have been retained? How many have left? What is the satisfaction level? That all analysis becomes very quick and can tell you what you're doing wrong, where you're going wrong, where you're going right, and give you an entire analysis. The voice search optimization in travel and tourism is a technology to be leveraged. AI-driven voice search optimization can, help in making even the search for the customer to figure out what to do very easy. So it identifies relevant keywords, phrases, optimizes website content, and improves visibility and accessibility in voice search results. So the voice search optimization is a very important aspect. Virtual tours and experience. This is one of the most beautiful things of AI. So before you even go to a particular place, you can do a virtual tourism. Now you can do it through various methods, 3D simulations, interactive maps, guided tours. You can do it through VR, virtual reality headsets. So all these experiences allows a traveler to explore destinations, to make an informed choice of where they want to go. So these are the aspects of it. Using AI in the form of various types of tourism. Let's talk about heritage tourism. So again, when we talk about heritage tourism, like we just discussed, virtual tourism and augmented reality. What does that do? That allows a person to visit a place, a heritage site, without being there, and allows him to make a decision whether he wants to go to that heritage site or not want to go to that. Then content derived, if I go to a particular fort, for example, and I want to know the history of the fort, or I'm not interested in the history of the fort, I'm more interested in the battles found in the fort. So my entire content curation and personalization can happen through virtual reality. That information can be given. And obviously the whole thing can be digitally preserved, and restoration in aspects can happen on that. And the most important of them all is, language. When people travel to heritage sites, language becomes a barrier because they're coming from various different aspects. Even in India, when you go to a heritage site in Tamil Nadu or in Kerala, language becomes a barrier. that language translation and accessibility improves using AI. In spiritual tourism, I mean, planning assistance, spiritual tourism is a long drawn out tourism because you're not going to go to only one spiritual place, but you go to four or five spiritual places along the way. So it helps, gives you planning assistance when you should go, where you should go, what will be the number of people there at that, or how much traffic you should you will find there, like how many people are going on a daily visit to the place, all that planning, which day of the week is better to go so you get a better experience. Then in order to get a virtual, you can have a virtual pilgrimage using AI. Obviously, using AI, the spiritual guidance and the meditation and the community building and support can happen, and interactive religious experiences can happen. Cultural interpretation and education, that is a very important aspect where interpretation and educating the person on the cultural aspect of the particular religious sites, various artifacts and various landmarks, what is the significance of this. And many tools can be used to enhance this experience. Then you could yourself create digital journals for your pilgrimage, daily diaries, what geotagging memories, using apps and various aspects. Even today, you can have your entire travel journey documented. And the most important is real-time event notifications. It can tell you which is the religious ceremony which is happening right now. What time would be the, if you're going to a temple, there are aartis which happen in morning, evening. Each temple has got its own time depending on sunrise and sunset in various areas. So what time is the aarti happening? What are the festivals? What are the social events which are happening at that time? All real-time information can be given alerts to visitors. So that is a very important aspect. And what are the traditions also to follow these events? You should be dressed in which way and other aspects. So allows the user and the visitor to participate in these religious rituals. Cruise tourism. We discussed cruise in the previous chapter. Let us again go through it. So one is personalization of cruise experiences. It can personalize all the cruise experiences, and depending on what it is, a cruise is like a mini city on sea. So it's being a mini city on a sea, with it has got swimming pools, it's got a variety of activities. But what interests me, what I'm interested in, it can personalize my entire experiences that way. Then by using smart ship management, it can, maintenance, supply chain, everything can be managed using AI. So that builds, downtime reduces. The virtual concierge service can give you an assistant at 24/7 instead of you finding some assistance. 24/7 virtual concierge service can be provided in a cruise using AI. And obviously, because it personalizes your experiences, it gives you more activity to do, enhance activities to do, and enhance entertainment for you, because you're going places where you would like to go. You will discover things which you want to discover, rather than going to a particular restaurant in the ship, because there are many restaurants in a ship. And you're not liking the food or not liking the service, so you're going to another restaurant in the ship where you like the food. So that's the difference it makes. And the environmental sustainability, because AI will help minimize waste and will guide the crews in terms of what needs to be done by smart purchases, by using smart ship management, and all these aspects are there. Adventure tourism. Again, the same thing can be mapped into adventure tourism. Activity planning and bookings, AI can help you do that. Then the safety and risk management, give you information to that, manage this safety and risk, give you alerts with using wearable technology. If you're wearing a technology, I mean, you're doing rock climbing, for example, but your heartbeat is going high. So instantly, the AI will tell you to stop, take rest, drink water. All those things will happen immediately. And obviously, you can do virtual training through AI, personalized training. A person is weak in certain aspects, that needs to be trained. And the most important aspect in adventure tourism is always environmental conservation. That is a very important aspect to travel. So that is another aspect in ecotourism. From environmental conservation, there we're moving to ecotourism here. First most important aspect in ecotourism is data analysis for conservation. Conservation of energy, how much energy is being used, how much energy can be saved, how it can be saved. So for that, that's one example. I mean, smart resource management has to be done, adjustment of lights, heat detection and technology, so all cooling and hospitality and tourism are basically energy guzzlers. So smart resource management it also happens to that. Obviously, personalized experiences, that is given the entire gambit of using artificial intelligence in this industry. The other aspect is environmental education, very important aspect, and smart transportation. What I mean by smart transportation is energy-saving vehicles, using public transport, using carpools. So smart transportation happens that way. Then natural language persisting, that's a very important aspect, you know, using chatbots, virtual assistants, instant information, answer, you know, your queries on the wildlife in that area, what you should do, what you should not do, what are the trails, what are the regulations. It improves your entire interaction very clearly, and it also gives you immense satisfaction because you know what you're doing. It is guiding you throughout the way. And again, predictive maintenance is something which is there in all industries where equipment failures need to be avoided. Eco-friendly infrastructure you can use renewable energy systems and waste management facilities, and all that can be monitored through AI. And it helps you reduce carbon footprint. We discussed in the previous chapter how carbon footprint can be reduced. So you can save energy, save wastage, figure out where you are actually wastage is happening more, and hit those areas properly. So you're saving money and you're saving carbon footprint.